This is Krista M. Gelter from Feel Good in Body, Mind, Heart, and Spirit. Today I have for you my 11th article in the Weight Loss series, Meals or Grazing. You trained your body. On occasions, your body seeks to train you with a strong enough veto to influence future choices. More than 25 years ago, my body vetoed my choice of a gin cocktail. I have not ordered gin since that vivid ziplining episode. This is how you have been training your body. High consumption meat eaters have trained their body to manufacture and secrete large amounts of hydrochloric stomach acid to break it down. A meatless diet has let the body know that producing a lot of hydrochloric stomach acid is unnecessary, wasted energy to produce and secrete, as well as a messy situation to repair. High-fat diets train the body to produce a lot of bile. Eating breakfast at 7 a.m. most every day will have your body waking you up for its 7 a.m. feeding, even if you would prefer to stay in bed. Your choices train your body. What is your feeding routine? 1, 2, or 3 meals a day? 5 smaller meals? Do you graze like a rabbit to cleanse? Or graze like an addict looking for a fill? Do you eat on the run, at a table, standing up, or only when you're behind the wheel? Is every single day a different routine? Not having a routine is a routine. I was a 3-meal person with a fruit snack in the afternoon until I finished high school. I segued into a grazing regime when I entered college with my erratic class and work schedule while living off campus. It worked, but I realized what a bad pattern I had fallen into when I moved to Paris. A grazing lifestyle in Paris proved to be a foolproof, fast method for horizontal growth and the immediate need for a lifestyle makeover. Grazing forces your body to hypertask all day long, as it is obliged to constantly produce and secrete digestive fluids while also breaking down food to make fuel to keep up with what is persistently coming down the hatch. Your body's digestion works best when it digests, then has a rest of several hours. The body has the ability to use any part of itself for fuel. There is always a reserve tank of fuel, even if a person isn't overweight. After living in Paris, I was lucky enough to be offered a job working for Club Med, which is a private, all-inclusive resort with restaurants that are open during mealtime only. Meals are an all-you-can-eat buffet style with an utterly divine selection of foods prepared by some of the best-trained French specialty chefs in the world. I had no opportunity there to graze because food was only available at mealtime. It was there that I saw how effective my body was at training me, if I paid attention. When I ate honest, proper foods, my body and I both happily cruised the next meal without a hitch or a glitch. It was like my body rewarded me when I made personally appropriate choices. Your body and mealtime deserve a short, allocated sit-down moment to eat and breathe. When you gas up your car, you pull into the gas station, park, turn off your car, fuel up, and take a breath as you wait. Do the same thing when you eat. Pull over to a table, park your rear, turn off your motor, eat, and take a breath. You may think you're losing time, but the break makes for a correct meal, and the day ends up being far more efficient. It is impossible to clear out an obstacle you can't see. Are you your body or the circumstances making your decisions? You graze all day long when the workspace has loads of free food on the staff table. You go to a social gathering, aren't hungry, don't feel like drinking, but you accept a cocktail and begin eating because that is what everyone else is doing. It's noon, everyone is eating, your body feels peacefully satisfied without the need for food. As you watch the others, do you let your body decide, or do you think you need to eat too? The biggest trend that everyone swears by is a new bottled drink that just hit the market. You tried it, but somehow you felt slightly sluggish and bloated afterwards. Do you believe the press and keep drinking it, or do you trust your body? Does your digestion and/or performance prefer small, dense meals or light, bulky ones? Look at the times of day when your body is dragging. What did you eat beforehand? What can you do differently tomorrow to produce a different result? Is a dense meal better before an arduous physical activity? Is your thinking clearer when you eat light? Are you a kinder, more consistent person after certain types of meals? Swap out 30 to 50% of your typical hot breakfast cereal by adding whole chia, hemp, shredded coconut, or flax, which lowers calories, increases fiber, and improves toilet regularity. If you love having that full feeling, then get that full feeling with vegetable mass instead of high-calorie mass. There is nothing wrong with preferring that heavy tummy feeling of dense food that takes longer to digest. Just opt for the honest dense options. Play around to discover solutions you love and that serve your weight loss efforts. Have fun like a kid by exploring new foods and behaviors. Be creative, curious, and experiment with free abandon. Embrace any mistakes for the blessed information they offer. Track and take mental notes. Compare your findings. Pay attention to what happens at the toilet. What is better or undesirable? Adjust your strategy. Don't forget to factor in all the information you already know about your body. What works for each person is different because each of us have entirely unique bodies with extremely varied lifestyles. Claim your oneness, which is the same thing as claiming pure freedom. I am my body's Sherpa. My body is not the Sherpa of the media, nor my agenda. Best outcomes result when you and your body are best friends and co-training one another. Your body is the most loyal and dedicated friend you will ever have and has been working for you unconditionally every second of every day since you arrived. If it wasn't, you wouldn't be reading this. Gaining necessary insights to move past obstacles can happen while smiling, laughing, and enjoying yourself. In fact, enjoying the process is how weight loss becomes permanent. If your process isn't happening with fancy or appreciation, then give me a call. I would love to work with you. And until my next article in this weight loss series, I wish you the best.